In 1987, CBS launched The Morning Program, an ambitious attempt to shake up the traditional morning television format. In an era dominated by polished, news-driven shows like Today and Good Morning America, CBS took a leap of faith, crafting a program that blended entertainment, humor, and lighter fare with a splash of news. The result was a peculiar mix that stood apart from its competitors, but not in the way CBS had hoped. This is TV Casualty, The Morning Program. The show was hosted by comedian Roland Smith, actress and humorist Mariette Hartley, and radio personality Mark McEwen. This eclectic trio was meant to bring charm, energy, and levity to mornings, appealing to viewers who might be weary of hard news. Their dynamic was supplemented by comedy segments, celebrity interviews, and quirky features that leaned heavily on Hartley's charisma and McEwen's jovial personality. However, critics quickly noted a lack of cohesion among the hosts, as their chemistry failed to ignite the spark necessary to win over audiences. One of the more unusual elements of the morning program was the inclusion of a live studio audience, a feature rarely seen in morning television. This added a theatrical, almost game show-like quality that felt out of place alongside news bulletins and lifestyle segments. The laughter and applause felt forced at times, undercutting the show's credibility and alienating viewers who were accustomed to the more sober tone of its competitors. Instead of feeling fresh, the format came across as unfocused, leaving the audience unsure of what the morning program was trying to be. Behind the scenes, there was a sense of desperation as CBS struggled to make its mark in the morning television space. For years, the network had lagged behind NBC and ABC in the ratings war, and the morning program was a bold but risky attempt to carve out a unique identity. Unfortunately, this gamble proved to be a misstep. Critics panned the show for its uneven tone, awkward transitions, and inability to balance entertainment with substance. Ratings were dismal from the outset, with viewers tuning out in favor of the familiar steadiness of rival programs. CBS executives, initially hopeful for a format that would disrupt the status quo, soon realized that the morning program was a misfire. Just 9 months after its premiere, the show was canceled, and CBS pivoted to a more conventional morning format with CBS This Morning. This move signaled a return to a straightforward approach, emphasizing news and professionalism over experimental entertainment. Despite its failure, the morning program remains a curious footnote in television history, a reminder of the risks networks take when attempting to reinvent established genres. Its short-lived run is often cited as a cautionary tale about the challenges of finding the right balance between innovation and audience expectations. Though it faded quickly from the airwaves, its audacious attempt to reimagine morning television still sparks discussion among media enthusiasts, looking back at a time when CBS dared to try something entirely different.